any of those, they're cotton insect.
Man told me they ate his alfalfa field.
Yeah.
Just took it right off.
Well, that's them little old aphids too there. Just a little bitty old bug. Mm-hmm. They'll just form on a stalk of alfalfa and just a few minutes, it's stripped. Mm. They've been having lots of trouble here. They've been pouring.
I wonder if that poison hurts the stock any.
Well, I don't know, but it don't do any good. See, we got a drown kill right down here. I imagine you noticed it. They cut that green alfalfa and they bring it in there and they threw it in that vat.
Mm-hmm.
And they dry it out. That might take out a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. It might put that poison up in the air, wouldn't it?
Yes. Could do it. You know, I believe that's reading so much sickness now.
Could be.
So much of this poison they're making, you know, it's bound to get in the air and you travel.
And on your vegetables and your fruits.
Yeah, and you know, you take you take them army plants where they're making different powders and things. You know it's bound to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but I'm ready for some healthy years.
Well, I am too. I could use a lot of them. I could use part of them now.
From now on.
Yeah, like it's my hand. It's working my old sport death. He has to work out and make a living, you see, and then he comes in here tonight.
There's nothing else we can do, though.
Mm-mm. Well, I've always been putting up a hay myself, see. Mm-hmm. I could cut it and take my rake and that kept him out a lot. Well, he has to come in and milk 3 cows. If I could be a doing too, I could help him. Arrest him. He's going to try to put in for his compensation.
Good.
Went up yesterday and he got a doctor's statement. Boy, he got a discharge, it won't quit.
Hmm.
They have to have extra paper to make him a copy.
Hmm.
Mine, they didn't have too much to do. I didn't do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I may do. See, he's in that bush, that last battle in Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were down there, and he was in tank corps. Well, he was on the ground, and them Germans stuck up the white flag, and they went in there, you know. And boy, they just closed in on him, killed him. They had called for another division to come in there.
Mm.
That was after they'd surrendered everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you remember them.
No.
That
I was. I was back in the States. I got shot the day before D-Day.
Huh?
Day before. We flew over to Calais and dropped some bombs. And they shot us.
Yeah.
We were pretty lucky to get home.
Yeah. That's somewhere you might rather fight on ground.
Yeah, oh. You're there.
When you up there, you just up there.
I used to worry about that little bitty old aluminum sheet between me and those big shells.
Yeah. I've seen them shoot them old boys out and boy, they just come tumbling through the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you, if you get shot, you call the place where the bullet went in a
wound.
On horses, you ever have trouble when they'd scratch themselves on a wire or something? The wound wouldn't heal and get that